Hello, my audioboo friends. It is Saturday afternoon, 4:30 here on November 15th, 2014. Hey, yesterday was November 14th, 2014. 14-14. I missed that. Oh, well. So, it's a very brisk day here. It's around, hovering around the zero mark or so, 0 to 1 degree. I think it touched maybe 2 degrees this afternoon. And we're in for quite the cold spell for the next few days, and a little bit of snow. They're forecasting about 1 centimeter tomorrow and around 5 centimeters overnight between Monday and Tuesday. So we'll have to see how that goes. It's going to be a long winter for me. And I don't know, I'm just not looking forward to it. But I suppose I'm just taking it one day at a time, really. One day at a time. It's, right now, it's sunset here. And I'm actually driving towards the west. So I see the clouds lit up sort of from underneath as the sun has gone over the horizon, and I'm heading out to a city called Hudson, or the town of Hudson, to pick up my daughter and my wife, who are horseback riding, and then we're going to depart from there and go to my mother-in-law's in Brockville, Ontario. I've mentioned that before, Brockville, Ontario, and we're going to go out there to do a little bit of work for her at her house. And I brought my tablet, and I'm going to read a little bit more. I've downloaded several ebooks on different topics, and currently I'm reading one on e-learning, and basically what e-learning entails and how to put together an e-learning course, what approaches there are to e-learning, and how best to approach subjects with computer-based training. It doesn't really go into detail or software per se. It's just the concepts, which are good, because right now I'm looking at implementing some e-learning at work to try to train some of the call agents on certain aspects of their job. And although, I've been asked to do traditional training, and I've spoken about this before in Audioboo, I do want to entertain the e-learning method and see how that goes and if I can implement it. Especially since I found an e-learning platform, or also called an LMS, a learning management system, called eFront, and they have an open source version which is completely free and runs on the usual suspects: Apache web server, MySQL database, and of course PHP. I've installed it on my own web server, or rather my own web host, and I've installed it at work on a machine, so I'm basically ready to tackle it. It's just now, never having really put together an e-learning module or course or anything like that, I'm looking at reading up more about it and what some of the strategies that are involved and some of the pitfalls to avoid. And I've already read the table of contents of the ebook a couple of nights ago, and I'm already intrigued, because it's already got some subjects that had me sort of wondering, because there are already things that I may already be doing wrong. And I definitely need to investigate this further. So I'll be reading about that and just kind of relaxing, just kind of get away for a day. Really, we're coming back tomorrow. And At which point I have to head out to my mom's to help her with some things. Now, I'm about to embark on the highway here. And again, heading westbound. There's actually a lot more traffic than I expected. I guess a lot of people are finishing up work this Saturday afternoon and heading out maybe to a dinner or to a movie, maybe visiting friends, doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, that kind of thing. Maybe not last-minute, eh? Maybe I'll take that back. It better not be last-minute because I haven't even started my Christmas shopping yet. And to be truthful, I really don't know what to get anybody this year. The sound level's about to go up a little bit. I'm driving my wife's car, her Echo. Kind of reminds me of my little Echo. In any case, yes, Christmas presents. I really don't know where to go this year at all with anybody. So I'm going to have to sit back and really think about things and try to be a little bit more creative this year. But again, what that looks like at this point in time, I do not know. I honestly do not know. But the fact that I'm thinking about it now, as opposed to, say, 30 days from now, which is usually the case, I'm very much a last-minute Christmas shopper. What I might do is, seeing that I have a good month and a half ahead of me, but I may actually order some things online and see if I can maybe be a little bit more innovative this year with a few things, a few items. Again, I don't really know what that looks like from this vantage point, but eventually I'll figure it out, I suppose. And maybe I'll let you in on the secret. But as long as you promise not to tell anybody. Beautiful. I'm now heading on Highway 40 westbound. I'm passing this huge warehousing place to my left here. And it's really neat because it has all these windows and you can see all the storage lockers inside. And it's got blinking lights of different colors on the inside of the window. I guess that would be must be very distracting if you're inside getting your stuff out of your locker. But it's kind of wild to see it from the outside because it kind of looks like some kind of discotheque or dance bar or something. Really weird. No, I never noticed there's a couple of very interesting roads out here that drive in and amongst the industrial buildings. And quite a lot of, I recognize quite a lot of these, the names of these companies as having moved further west from where they were in a town called Saint Laurent. Where we are right now is we're driving through Bay Durfee. That's what it's called, Bay Durfee or Bay Durfee. And nice Porsche just went by. Mm. And originally, many of these places were much further east of here. Mm, very interesting. Oh, there's Jan. I think they make clothes. Very huge building there I just passed. All right, well, that's it for me for now. You'll probably hear, by the time you hear this, I'll have returned back home and will have posted this from my house. So, hope you're all doing well and that you've had a wonderful weekend. And thanks for listening.